Okay, we're starting at the top of Chafim and Aleph. We saw in the Mishnah, Machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim with regards to Keren for Shuta Nizak, whether it's Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalem. It seems to be, or what seems to be the Mokeid, the point of their Machlokes, has to do with the concept of Dayo. Whether when you make a Kavah Chomer, right, whether you say Dayo, which is that you can't learn more than the source, you can't make something more or greater than the source, or do we say no, that the source is a limiting factor for how much we can learn to the destination? So now the Gemara wants to understand this. The Tarfon seems to indicate in the Mishnah that he does not hold up this concept called Dayo. And therefore he's able to have a Kavah Chomer, which takes Keren, which in Reshut HaRabim is Chatzi Nezek, and makes it into Nezek Shalem in the Reshut HaNizak. So the Gemara says, for Rabbi Tarfon, Lay Dayo. Rabbi Tarfon doesn't have such a concept called Dayo. Veha Dayo De'oraisu. Right, this concept of Dayo is a Torah-sourced principle. The Torah-sourced principle. How did a Torah-sourced principle? So Rashi says, Dayo De'oraisu D'tanya Gaba Yud Gimel Midot B'Torat Kohanim. It's one of the, it's put in with the 13 Midot, right, by Rabbi Shmuel. Right, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'Shol Shusrei Midot Torah Nidreshet Behem. This is included in that, those that's listed or mentioned in those, with along with those principles, right, in the beginning of the Midrash Halacha for Vayikra. So therefore, it must be De'oraisa. Now we've seen this before, actually we've discussed this before in the Gemara and Sota. This happens to be a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Shurash Hasheni. When the Rambam is listing out his principles for how he categorizes the mitzvot, in that category, the Rambam says that anything that's learned from the Shlosh Yisrei Midot, this is the Rambam, says that it's Dirabanan. Anything that's learned out of the Shlosh Yisrei Midot is Dirabanan, unless you have a clear mitzvah or the Gemara explicitly states that it's a din d'oraisa. Unless the Gemara makes an explicit statement that it's d'oraisa, otherwise it's a din Dirabanan, anything learned from the Shlosh Yisrei Midot. On the other hand, the Rambam disagrees and he says, what are you talking about? The whole concept of the Shlosh Yisrei Midot is to generate dinim d'oraisa. And therefore, anything learned from the Shlosh Yisrei Midot is automatically a din d'oraisa. So here, Rashi makes an assumption, just because it's part of the Yizgimel Midot, or something that's actually from the Yizgimel Midot, that makes it automatically, right, a concept or a principle that's d'oraisa. Now, according to Ramban, that's easy to understand. According to Rambam, it's not so clear that just because you are a part of the Shlosh Yisrei Midot, doesn't automatically generate a principle that is a d'oraisa principle. It can generate a d'oraisa principle, but doesn't have to generate a d'oraisa principle. So, it's interesting. According to Rambam, what does it mean here?
But this would fit the Rambam's categorization. Gemara is saying
specifically. Gemara, you're saying the din is d'oraisa, not that the outcome. When the Rambam says it in Shoresh, right? The Shoresh, right? Rambam says something that's derived from a process, and then it states to be d'oraisa. Here, the Gemara is saying that the process itself is d'oraisa, which for the Rambam is clearly not. Rambam says that right there. That Shlosh Yisrei Midot can be either d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. The process itself is not a determining factor. It's interesting here, I don't see the Rambam doesn't necessarily address it, but it would be interesting, to think of how he would address this issue. Okay, the Tanya. Midin Kavah Chomer case, that how do we know the concept of a Kavah Chomer? Right? Because we have a case by Miriam and Neviah, when she speaks Lashon Hara about Moshe, and she gets the rat at the end of Parshat Balotcha, it says there, Hashem says to Moshe, Vayomar Shem Moshe, Vaviyah Yorok Yorak Bifaneah, if a person, their father had gotten angry at them or spit in their face, once they run away or once they hide themselves for 7 days, okay, so then, Kavachomer the Shechina. So if that's what a person would do for their father or for their parents, it's certainly for the Shechina, according to Baruch Hu, how much time would you spend away? Arbas are you? Right? That you should be 14. I mean, a Kavachomer would dictate, if this is what you do for a parent, then for the Shechina you would do certainly even more, which would be 14 days. So this points out here from the Gemara Nida, that there are shloshes, we read this in the Kedushin also, or shloshes shutvim ba'adam, the three partners in the creation of a person, mother, father, and the Shekhinah. And he says, in Gemara Nida, it says that the father contributes 5 characteristics, the mother contributes 5 characteristics, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu contributes 10 characteristics. The Kavah Chomer here is that the father, if you, for a father, would do this, which is 5 characteristics, then the Shekhinah, which is double the number of characteristics, you have the double number of days. So 7 days for a father, you do 14 days for the Shekhinah. But that's the principle that we established, that you can't, a Kavah Chomer cannot establish, right, a principle that's greater than what you're learning from. Since the source is 7 days, then the target, right, will also be 7 days, despite the fact that it's the Kal v'chomer should really dictate that it should be 14 days. So the Gemara says, Ki leitle diyo heched demafri Kal v'chomer. This is a principle we established with Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold of diyo when it ruins the Kal v'chomer. If it ruins the Kal v'chomer, then we don't say diyo. Heched lo mifri Kal v'chomer isle diyo. When it doesn't ruin the Kal v'chomer, then he does hold to this principle of diyo. So Rabbi Tarfon does. He does believe in this principle. He just applies it selectively. He applies it when it doesn't ruin the Kal v'chomer, but he will not apply it if that then undermines the Kal v'chomer. Where it says, Hosam, by the case of Miriam, Shiv'ad Shechina lo ktivit. The 7 days, the fact that one must be locked up for 7 days when they speak inappropriately towards the Shechina, that is not written explicitly in the Pasuk. At the Kal v'chomer, Aiti Arbasa. So then the Kal v'chomer tells us or dictates to us that she should be locked up for 14 days. At Dio, Apik Shiva, takes away 7 days, the Oki Shiva, and leaves 7 days. So the Kal v'chomer is still being effective. It's being effective in dictating that you have to wait 7 days for the Shekhinah period. Because that is not obvious, and that is not explicitly written. Since it's not explicitly written, the Kal v'chomer is aiding us, and is doing some, has some function, and therefore you can apply the term, or you can apply the principle of Dio. In our case over here, Chati Nezek Tiv. Chati Nezek is explicitly written in the Pasuk. V'ata Kal v'chomer, and there there's no distinction, right, between Chatur Nizak and Shuta Rabim. V'ata Kal v'chomer, v'ayti Chati Nezek Afkarina. The Kal v'chomer comes and adds an additional Chati Nezek. V'nata Nezek Shalem. It makes it into a Nezek Shalem. Either Ash Dayo, now, if you try to be mafkil, if you try to engage the principle of Dayo, Afriklay Kal v'chomer, the Kal v'chomer becomes meaningless. What are you going to do? You're going to say, don't add the additional Chati Nezek, leave it at Chati Nezek? Leave it at Chati Nezek. I knew that already from the Pasuk. The Kal v'chomer is not additive in any way unless I expand it from half nezek to whole nezek. Where it says, Rabbanon, what are the Rabbanon going to do? You know, Rabbi Tarfon has a good point here. They say, Shiva the Shekhinah Ktive. The 7 days of the Shekhinah are actually written in the Pasuk. Why? Because it says that she would be Tisager Shiv'at Yamim. That she will be locked up for 14 days. As you said, right, hello Tisager, I'm sorry, thank you, 7 days. Right, hello Tisager Shiv'at Yamim. Right, then won't she be locked up for 7 days? So there were two ways to look at Halot Yisager Shivat Yamin. One possibility is like the Rabbanon are suggesting now, that the Torah lays out the 7 days. The Kal v'chomer would have made it up to 14 days, and then we say Dayo and leave it at 7, so Kal v'chomer, even when it ruins the Kal v'chomer, we say Dayo. Or you can learn like Rabbi Tarfon, which is in the second Rabbi Tarfon, Halot Yisager Dedashin and Dayohu. No, the Halot Yisager Shivat Yamin, right, is the conclusion of the principles being effective here. First we say, for a father, she would be locked up for 7 days, right? Then, because of the Shekhinah, she would be locked up for 14 days. We have a principle that Yahweh says, leave it at 7 days. So then, what does the Pasuk tell you? The Pasuk tells you the outcome of that whole process. What's the outcome of that process? That she must be locked up, Tisager, Shivat Yamin, that she will be locked up for 7 days. So he's saying that that's not the Torah stating what would be with the Shekhinah, rather that's the Torah stating the outcome of using these principles in the process of using those principles. Right, so what about the Rabbanan? The Rabbi Tarfon has a very strong claim here. You read the Pesuk. Hashem Moshe Babiya Yorok Yorakha for now. Adloti Kalim Shivat Yamim. Then that's the Kal v'chomer. Then it says, Tisager Shivat Yamim, Mechusa Machanem, Achar Tehaseif. Which sounds like that's the conclusion of the principle that was just established beforehand. It's not like that is the din is Tisager Shivat Yamim, but the din is because of the principle that was laid out beforehand. And that sounds exactly like Rabbi Tarfon. Have a Kal v'chomer, Dayo, then I have a principle that's established through that process. Now, what are the Chachamim going to do with that? Because he has a strong claim. The Chachamim are going to say over here that Rabbanan Tiv Kra Achrina. The Rabbanan have an additional pasuk that says V'tisager Miriam. The next pasuk begins, right? V'tisager Miriam Chutzal Machaneh Shiv'at Yamim. That she was locked up outside the Machaneh for 7 days. So that sounds like the conclusion of what happened. But Tisager Miriam, Shivat Machaneh, Shivat Yamim, sounds like the, right, what we came, or the conclusion of these principles gives us that Miriam was actually locked up for 7 days. That means that the Shivat Yamim beforehand was dictating a principle. But dictating a principle is already written, and therefore we say that even in the face of a Kal v'chomer, we say, Dayo. So where it says, Rabbi Tarfon, Hahu, Dafilu Ba'alma, Darshin and Dayo. No. You're right. There is an extraneous pasuk here. But that comes to teach us that the principle of Dayo spans beyond just the locus over here. I mean that you have something that is apparent from the din in Balosva. Does that have broader application or not? Right? So the lo tomar hakom mishum kvodo shel Moshe. That over here, it's the kavod of Moshe that what we diminished the punishment to Miriam because of the kavod of Moshe. She's the sister of Moshe. Therefore, we said we apply the principle of dayo of abahamalo. But in general, we would not apply such a principle of dayo. To Mash Malon, that dayo has application even beyond the gates over here. So that's why so Rabbi Tarfon says it comes to Shiva Chemim, Tisager Shiva Chemim, Tisager Shiva Chemim, comes to teach us, one to teach us that the principle of dayo is what? Not applied here, because I'm sorry, the principle of dayo is applied here because it doesn't rule the Kal v'Chomer. The second one to teach us that this din will apply throughout the Torah, not just in this location.
The what? The din of dayo.
Right. It will apply. As long as it doesn't rule Kal v'Chomer, it will apply throughout the Torah. Chachamim on the other hand say no. He's the first piece of Ger Shiva Yamim comes to teach me what? That is the principle. I mean, that we know Shiva Yamim. That's what the Pasuk writes. And we don't need the Kal v'Chomer at all. We don't need dayo. We don't need Kal. The dayo rules the Kal v'Chomer. It doesn't matter. Because if Tisager Shiva Yamim, dayo is out. The second Tisager Shiva Yamim, right, comes to teach me what actually happened. What actually happened was that Miriam was put out for 7 days. Alright, Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye. V'hai hai tana lo dorish dayo, v'afagab lo mifrach Kal v'Chomer. We have a Tano that is, does not darshan dayo, even in the face of not ruining the Kal v'Chomer. Now we're going to have three different opinions. We have the opinion of the Chachamim who says that dayo is applied no matter what, irrespective of what it does to the Kal v'Chomer. Rabbi Tarfon says it's selective. If dayo ruins the Kal v'Chomer, we don't apply it. If it does not ruin the Kal v'Chomer, then we do apply it. Now, right, Rav Papa is suggesting to Abai there's a Tano who believes that we don't apply dayo no matter what. We don't apply it in any instance. How's that? It's Tanya. Keri b'zav minayim. How do we know what the din of keri is for a zav? And we know that a liquid discharged from a zav, right, is tamei tumah, right, has a level of tumah, it actually has a level of avhatumah, right? So now what happens? How do we know that when keri is discharged from a zav, what's the status of that keri is? Vidinu, it's a kal v'chomer, matahor bitahor. Now we're talking about roke, spit. If a tower person spits, that spit has, it's still tahor. There's nothing relevant about that spit. On the other hand, tameh b'tameh, right? If you take spit of a, what? Keri. If you take keri, which is b'tameh, tameh, right? If you take tameh, which is the, what do you call it? If you take rope, which is spit out by azav, rope that's spit out by azav has a din of tum'ah. It's metame be matzo, it's metame be mago, the spit that comes out of a zav. So now, if you have matzohor betohor, the rope, the spit by a tohor person remains tohor, tame be tame, right? And when it comes to a zav, and he spits, that spit is tame, then tame be tohor, carry. Carry by a tohor person, if a tohor person sees a carry, then that is metame be mago. Even though it's coming out of a tohor person, the carry itself is metame be mago. So then, then certainly by a zav, who's a tamei person, when he discharges carry, then at least there it should definitely be what? There it should definitely be mitamei. So Mar says, v'kamaiti lo ben lamago ben lamato. Oh, what is the din of carry by a tahor person? I just told you that a carry by a tahor person is only mitamei be mago. Yet over here in this braisa, right, the Tana is willing to say that that carry that comes out of a zav is metameh not only b'mago, but even b'masko. So you see that he's willing to create a kal v'chomer which elevates the din to the level of a zav. Like just like the rope, the spit of a zav is metameh b'mago masko, so through the carry is going to be metameh b'mago umasko. But why not? You should invoke the principle of dayo. Dayo should tell you that if carried by a tahor person is only tameh b'mago, then carried by a zav should only be tameh b'mago. V'amai, neima hani kal v'chomer l'mago. The kal v'chomer helps you to say that carry by a zav is tamei for touching. Ahani dayo l'fuke masa. And dayo removes the extra piece that you would have said, which is that it's even tamei b'masa. So here you have a dayo that does not ruin the kal v'chomer, and nevertheless, what do you see? That this Tana doesn't care about the dayo. He says kal v'chomer, and it's v'tamei b'maga and l'masa. So Mar says, v'chitei m'l'maga lo istrif kal v'chomer. What do you say? Okay, I don't need a kal v'chomer for mago. Why? The lo gara mi gavra tahor. He's no worse than a tahor person. I mean, a tahor person is when his discharge is carry. His carry is the tamei b'mago. There's no difference between him and a tamei person. Why should it be worse, right? Why should it be any less by a tamei person? At least mago by a tamei person. So if that's the case, then you have a baseline of Magah, then the Kal V'Chomer all doing is adding Masa. So Gemara says, no, Itzrich. I would have thought, Sakadak Samina Mikrei Laila Ktiv. Right, it says by the case of a carry that it's a Mikra Laila. Mikra Laila, right, is something that happens by chance, right, at night. Misha Kerio Gorim Lo, Yasazesh in Kerio Gorim Lo. No, that the principle of carry or being Tamei by carry will only be someone whose carry makes him Tamei. But if it's someone already who has other Tum'ah involved with it, possibly carry will be irrelevant. If that's the case, now we need the Kal V'Chomer image to teach us the basic din of Magal by carry. If that's the case, Gemara says, Ella Davar Acher Garam Lo. Right, so what? Over here is something else that causes him the Tum'ah. So therefore, maybe it shouldn't apply here at all. And that's why we need the Kal V'Chomer. Kamash Malon, so this Kal V'Chomer comes to teach us Midei Velo Davar Acher Ktiv. When it says Mikrei Laila, it doesn't come to exclude that a thing about carry, right, cannot, see, the carry cannot be Tamei unless it is the thing that makes him Tamei. So that's what we thought as the Havamina. The Kal V'Chomer says, don't say that. Rather say, Mikrei Laila Velo Davar Acher, which is the Gemara establishes this principle in other places, that the carry that person discharges is only Tamei if it's a Mikrei Laila. If it's caused by other factors, like too much eating, too much drinking, other factors that the Gemara gives, holy, they give that causes the carry to come out. If there are other factors that causes the carry to come out, then in that case, it's not a ri'iyah. It's not considered a ri'ah. So therefore, the principle or that is established from here is such that we thought at first was that a zav would not be tamei with carry, or the carry that he discharges will not be tamei with magah. Why? Because the pasuk tells us by carry that it's only mikra laila. So I would have thought only someone who becomes tamei through carry is the one whose carry is tamei. So I have a Kal V'Chomer that says, listen, if by spit, which normally is tahor, a zav is tamei, then carry, which by the tahor portion is tamei, then certainly by a zav will be tamei. Now that Kal V'Chomer could come to teach me one of two things. It could teach me magah, or it could teach me masa. Now, truthfully, if you say the Kal V'Chomer, Kal V'Chomer should teach me everything, because it should be just like rope, like spit.
But if we say
dayo, very good. So if we invoke the principle of dayo, it should reduce the masa and say, just for magah, it teaches me. Because I wouldn't have known magah without the Kal V'Chomer because of the pasuk. So Kal V'Chomer comes and teaches me, yes, read the pasuk, mikrei laila, not to limit who can become tamei, but rather what type of discharge will become tamei, and that has to do whether it's mikrei laila versus other types of discharge. If that's the case, we see here we have a Tana who says that the zav is tamei, the carry that he discharges is tamei of magu umamasa. That means that he's ignoring the principle of dayo. So here you have a Tana who is ignoring the principle of dayo, even though if you invoke the principle of dayo, the Kal V'Chomer is still useful. The Kal V'Chomer still works. It will get you at least to maga, but he's not willing to say dayo, and he makes it even to masa. So Gemara says, all right, Uman Tana Dishmaitle, Damar Shikma Zera Shel, Zav Matame B'Masa. Who is the Tana who says that the Shikma Zera of a Zav is actually Matame not only B'Maga, B'Masa? Let's find out. Now we have a Tana who says it. Who is this Tana? Gemara says, Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Rabbi Yeshua. The Tana, we have a Mishnah. Shikma Zera Shel Zav Matame B'Maga. So here it's explicit, right? The Shikma Zera of a Zav is only Tamei B'Maga. Bein B'Tamei B'Masa, Divi Rabbi Eliezer. So it certainly cannot be Rabbi Eliezer. He explicitly states it's only Maga, not Masa. Vein Rabbi Yeshua Mer, Af B'Tamei B'Masa. That even, it is even B'Tamei B'Masa. Lefi, explains why. Shiyav Shar V'lo Tuchei Ziva. That's because the discharge of carry always carries with it small bits of Zav with it, or small bits of Ziva. So now, as Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Yeshua Tamel Shiyav Shar V'lo Tuchei Ziva. It's not because the carry inherently is mitamei b'masa. It's only because there's mixed in with it is ziva with it. Alav akilo. Without the mixing in of the ziva, he would say that carry is straight out only mago, not masa. Right. So who is this Tana who says that shifa zera is mitamei b'masa? Elahai Tanahu. Right. Which Tana? Or this is the Tana. This non. We have a Mishnah. The mala mehen. This is the Mishnah beginning of Kalim. Many of Kelim, the Mishnayot go through different levels of Tumah. They lay out all the different levels of Tumah, each one on top of the other, how they get more extreme in each case. So Zobel Shozav, right, the discharge, right, the Zav, the Ziv'ah that comes out of a Zav, Viro Kohit Spit, Vishich Vazaro, right, and is, right, the semen, Umeme Raglav is urine, Vidama Nidah, the blood of a Nidah, Mitamim, Ben B'Maga, Ben B'Masot. There you go. It's explicit in this Mishnah that the Mishnah before had enumerated Tum'ah, it was only Mitameh b'maga, and then it elevated it to the next stage, which was Mago Masa. Listed in the enumerated in that list is the Keri, the Sheikh Vazera of Eidah, and that's the time of Mago Masa. So here's that Tana, here's our author. Who says this is not Rabbi Yeshua? Right, this could be Rabbi Yeshua. It's only the kind of Sheikh Vazera going with mixed in cooks, mixed in with Ziva. Where it says, Imkei Litnei Gabi Zovo. Then the order of the Mishnah doesn't make sense. It should have said, Zovo Shozav, Vishikh Vazero. Right? It should have put Sheikh Vazero right after Zovo Shozav. Why? Because the only reason you're Tamei by Sheikh Vazero is because of Zovo Shozav. The fact, Mishnah, the Kanila Gabi Roko. Why is it first right? Zav, then Rok, then Sheikh Vazero to teach you, Elmishum da Ati Miroko. Because that's the Kavah Chomer we learned. The reason that Sheikh Vazero is Tamei by a Zav is because of the Rok of a Zav. That's the Kavah Chomer we learned. If that's the case, and has nothing to do with Sikh Ziva, it all has to do with rope. And now we have the author of a Mishnah, right, or a Tano, who tells us that the Sheikh Vazera of a Zav is Matame the Magu Masa, which by definition means, now we have a Tana, who says that we don't invoke the principle of Dayo, even when it doesn't ruin the Kavah Chomer. Because the only way to get to be Matame the Masa is but through the Kavah Chomer, and by ignoring the din of Dayo. So I'm related Rav Acha Midifti LeRavina. Rav Acha Midifti LeRavina says, I have another.
So we don't know the name.
Right, but we found at least the Tana, we don't know who the name of that Tana is. Correct. Now Rav Acha Midifti says, Ravina, Vahai Tana Lo Darshin Dayo. I have another Tana who doesn't darshin the principle of Dayo, even though it doesn't ruin the Kavah Chomer. This Tanya, I have a Braisa, Mafet B'meit. I have a Mafet, which is a mat, right? A mat, some sort of woven mat that's on a flat piece on the floor. The mate me nine. How do I know that a mafet is mekabel tumat hamate? Right? The dinu. It's a kavah chomer. Uma pachim kitanim shetorim bizav. Pachim kitanim are small klicheret, small utensils of klicheret that have a very, very narrow opening. So when it comes to klicheret with a very narrow opening, they cannot become tamei bizav. Why? Because if the zav touches them, we know there's a principle by klicheret. Klicheret are only mekabel tumah on their inside, not on their outside. Only mi'aviro, not on the outside. So since they have a narrow opening, right, then when the zav touches them, it only touches them on the outside. When he touches them on the outside, right, that doesn't do anything because it's not mekabel tumah from the outside. So what are the other possibilities by a zav? The other possibility is he does hesed. We know that when the zav moves an object, it's as if he touched the object. So Rashi points out over here, but that only works. We only say there's too much hesed when you could otherwise touch the object. Meaning that hesed is a derivative of maga. So over here, since he couldn't make a tame through his touching, then he can't make a tame through his movement, his hesed of it, even though he's not directly touching it. The other possibility is midras. Midras is that he is, sits on it, right? And over here, this is not an object that you normally sit on. This is a kli, right? Fucking tenim, things that you put liquids or items into them. Therefore, we say, midras only applies to an object that you normally would sit on. But if it's an object that you sit on and we say, get up, because we want to use it for its proper purpose, then we don't say midras. Because of that, these little pots, these little clay utensils do not become tame when a zav touches them. Mitame, the mate, right? But nevertheless, these clean characters, if they're found in an ohel hamate, they will become tame. Because in an ohel hamate, there's no principle of having to touch, figuratively touch the item, therefore when it's in the ohel hamate and it's open on the top, that's enough to make them tamei mate, or to ruin the klei charis to become tamei. So here we have something that by zav is tahor, by a mate is tamei. Now mafet shimet tamei bezav, right? We know that a mafet is, right, a mat is tamei bezav because of tumat midras. If he sits on the mat, it becomes tamei. Eino din, right, she tamei bemate. Certainly by a mate, then a mafet should become tamei. This is a kal v'chomer. So you say v'kamaiti la ben l'tumat erev, ben l'tumat shiv'ah. When we make it tame not only for one day, we make it for a 7-day tumah of a mate. So here, if you are learning out from, if you want to say dayo, if you want to learn out the principle of dayo, then amai. Ema ahani kabachom of the tumah derech. The kabachom comes to teach me just like by zav, that only creates one day of tumah. Right? So too over here, by mate, it should only create one day of tumah. Bahani dayo la fukei tumah shiva. And the dayo says, don't put 7 days in addition to that. So then you can use that kavah chomer, you could use dayo, and everything would be great. Nevertheless, this Tana says no. And he says that you're both, that a mate that sits on a mafet, or touches a mafet, becomes tamei not only for one day, but for a full 7 days. So despite the fact that it doesn't rule the Kal v'chomer, it does not apply the principle of Dayot. So it says, Amar lo, Yisrael Ramani Alei Rav Nachman Bar Zechariah Abaye. Somebody else, you know what? Rav Nachman Bar Zechariah was already ahead of you, and he asked this question to Abaye. Amar lo, Abaye, Tana Mimafet Besheret Maiti La. The Braisa is not correct. It doesn't come from a mace, but rather from a sheret. And how is this? V'hachi Kamar. This is how to read this whole sugya now. Mefet Besheret Minayin. Not like we asked up above, like the Braisa, that how do you know Mefet's the mace? How do you know a mat by a mace? No, rather, how do we know the mat by a sheret? V'dinu is a Kal v'chomer. This is the Kal v'chomer. Ma bachin k'tanim shitorim b'zav t'meim b'sheret. Right, bachin k'tanim. They're Torah by Zav, as we explained above. Small kli cheres, narrow openings, they're Torah by Zav. Tmeim b'sheret, by sherets we have no principle, right? First of all, they have small shvatzim that can get in, and we have no principle, again, by shvatzim, that they actually have to, there have to be no geya. Right? Over there, they can get in, and it'll be fine. Tmeifet, shemet tamei b'zav, enu din shei tamei b'sheret. And a mefet, which is tamei by Zav, should certainly be tamei by a sheret. Right? So now, the principle of Kal v'chomer works fine. Kal v'chomer only teaches us one day of tumah. A sheret is only tamei for one day, right? And then also here, the zav is only tamei for one day. Now all we do is create one day tumah, which is mafet the sheret, the mat by a sheret is tamei for one day. Now ella mafet b'meis minayin. Well then, okay, now you establish the mat by a sheret. How do we know a mat by a mace? Because where do we know the tumah of a mace? We know the tumah of a mace from the din of midjan, clay midjan. By clay midjan, it says kol bege v'chol kli l'or. Right, but it doesn't mention a mat. That's one of the items that's not mentioned over there. Right, as opposed to in others, other tumot where we don't have the limitation of what should be tameh. So Gemara says that's no problem. We'll learn that out from a zera shava. Nemar beged ba'or b'sheret. B'neved beged ba'or b'meit. Ma beged ba'or amur b'sheret. Mefitz tameh bo. A beged ba'or amur b'meit. Mefitz tameh bo. So we just learned out from a sheret, right? How do we know that a sheret has a mat? The sheret has the same problem as a mate, which is only written kli beg, beged the kli or. It doesn't have a mat written by it. Oh, we learned that the mat by a sheret from a zav, a kal v'chomer from a zav. Now, once we know it by sheret, we're going to apply that to a mate through a gzeira shova. Because it says beged ba'or by a sheret, it says beged ba'or by the mate. Where it says mufne, it has to be open. It has to be these. Suki must be extraneous to have this Gezer Shavah work. Because if they're not open, if they're not available for this Gezer Shavah, we can break up this Gezer Shavah, we can ruin this Gezer Shavah. Why? Mal Sheret Kedhen Metame Be'adasha. Right? A Sheret has a Chumrah, right, that might make it that it should have more Tum'ah than a Mace. What's that? That the Sheret can be Metame even at the size of a lentil. Even at that long, small size. So Marva Mace, Matame Bekadasha. A mace has at least the minimum requirement by mace is either right the zayas by the flesh or by the bones, if other than by the blood or revius. They're much bigger minimum levels to get to be tamay. So if that's the case, then a sheret has a chumra. If a sheret has a chumra, maybe that's the reason that a mafis is tamay by a sheret, and then you can't apply it to a mace. So Marzella Bikzayas, only by the level of zayas. So Mar says, La'ai Afnuye Mukna, you are right. It is open, it's available for Gzera Sheva. Why? Mikhse Sheret is Kishla Shech Vetzera. We have a Hekish in the Pasuk joins together the Tumah of a Sheret and the Tumah of a Shech Vetzera. The Chthiv. O Ish Asher Tetzei Mimenu Shech Vetzera. And the Tzamech Lane right afterwards says, O Ish Asher Yigah B'chol Sheret. So you see the principles of Tumah of Sheret and Shech Vetzera are placed, right, are juxtaposed to teach us the principle that they have should have common dinim. Uchtiv Bebe Shech Vetzera. And it says by Shech Vetzera, B'chol beged b'chol or asher yeh alav sheikh v'zera. Right, beged v'or d'chtiv rachmana b'sheret l'lamali. If I already know the word beged and or, I know the principle beged or from sheikh v'zera, and they juxtapose, it's joined together as a hekesh to the tumah of sheret, then why do I need to again by sheret write the words, right, beged and klior? Ella, shmami nale afnuli, that they're available, they're extraneous. If they're extraneous, I can use them for the gezeira shavah. Regarde, mufna mitarecha. That is only extraneous on one side, the side of the sheret. That goes according to the one who establishes the principle that when I have a gzeirah shavah, where one side has an extraneous word, that's enough, and we don't ask any questions on it. Chapter, that works well. That even when it's extraneous on one side, we still, if there's a logical argument to say no, we uproot the gzeirah shavah. My Igla Meimer, you need it to be mufner, you need it to be extraneous on both sides. Where it says, the mate, nami afnuye mufne. That's okay. Even by the mate, what is also, what? By the mate, it's also available. Why is that? It's extraneous. Not only is the sheret, right, compared or juxtaposed, or the din is going down from shech leder, so too is the mace. Why would the puzzle say, dechtiv, anogea b'chol tamei nefesh, o isha sheret tezei mimeno shech vadzera. You see, the negia tamei is mukash to shech vadzera. Uchtiv baby shech vadzera b'chol beged b'chol ora sheyeh alav shech vadzera. The principle of what becomes tamei by shech vadzera is already established. What? Beged and kli or. And so now, if that's the case, but or beged kli or the chtiv rachman b'meid lomali. I don't need that to be explicitly mentioned by mace. Shvamin alef, nu yeh. Now that was a veibobos of avi mukne b'shnei tzadim. Now, the words or, beged and kli or, beged and or, are now extraneous both by a sheret and both by a mace. Why? Because we could have learned both of those out of shech vadzera. Since they were both mukash to shech vadzera, we could have learned them out from shech vadzera. We don't need them. Now they're both available, they're extraneous. If they're both extraneous, we can learn out of zera shava from mace, right, from sheret. Now what principle do we establish by sheret? Well, the principle that we establish by sheret is what? Just like by a zav, right, a muffet is tamei, so too by sheret the muffet is tamei. Ah, so now once we have a muffet tamei by sheret, we can have zera shava to mace, that'll make a muffet by a mace also tamei. Well, now the Gemara asks the principle, wait, by a sheret, how much tumah is there by the muffet? Only one night tumah. Now you're bringing it over to mace, and you're saying it's going to be 7 days of tumah. How do you do that with the gzera shava? Are you allowed to do that? Take the gzera shava that says I've been by sheret, and now I'm going to apply it to mace, but I'm not going to apply it exactly the same way. I'm going to apply it that it's 1 day by sheret, 7 days by mace. That's the Gemara's next question. Right, the Gemara says, Hanichwa, this always works good, according to one domina, but uke be'atra. When you're learning gzera shava, you take the din, right, from the source, and then you apply the dinim of the destination. So over here, what's the din by the source? By sheret, a man is tamei. What's the din by the destination? It's tumat shiva. By mace, everything is tamei, tumat shiva. So therefore, I'll take mafet, bring it to mace, and that'll make it into tumat shiva. That works well. Elamar and amar domi no mina. Point to one who says, when I learn a principle from a source, I can only learn the din of the source. By exer shiva, that means, sheret, I'm learning out mafet from sheret. By sheret, it's only tamei 1 day. If I bring it over to mace, that means my mace is only going to be one tamei 1 day.
What you're actually learning is whether it becomes tamei or not.
Right, that's the first. Right, you're like the first principle. That's the first one says I'm just learning the din that is tamei. Then I apply the local application of what it means to be tamei in this principle. But there is another opinion, not like what you're saying, Joel, that says that when I learn out the din, I learn out the entire din, not just the principle that is tamei, but even how much tumah it has. So what is he going to do? Michael Neymar. So Amarava, here's an exceptional case. Why? Amarava Amarkra, the pasuk says, V'chibastim b'gdechem v'yom ha-shvi'i. You have to launder your clothing on the seventh day, and it comes to too much mace. Kol tmei'ot shatem mitamim b'mace v'yu p'chutim mishiva. There's a basic principle by mace, that any tumah that is established by mace must be for 7 days. So you have a gzeres hakatuv over here, it's actually just a gzeres hakatuv, that overrides the general principle of don mina mina. So even though you have the general principle, when you learn a din out from the source, you take all the din in with it, mace is an exception, because when it comes to mace, right, then we have a principle of gzeres hakatuv that teaches me that anything by mace must be 7 days. So here, if I have gzeres from sheret, it teaches me that muffet is tameh, so when I apply it to mace, it's going to have tum'at shiv'a. So now, the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, let's go back to the original Kav HaChomer, Tosfos says. It's unbelievable, right? If you know now we have a principle by mace that everything is tamei shivat yamim, then use the first Kav HaChomer that we had, make it to tumat erev. Once it's tumat erev and it's in mace, then we can just say, oh, by mace, everything has to be shivat yamim. And then it can be shivat yamim. Why did you go through this whole process of bringing it from sheret and gzer shava to get it to 7 days? If you have a gzer to plus by mace that it's 7 days, learn it from a Kav HaChomer from Zav, mace to Kav HaChomer from Zav, get it to be that a muffet is tamei tumat erev. Once you apply it in mace, it'll automatically jump to shivat yamim. So Tosfos says in the principle that he says here in other places throughout Shas, he says that once something is learned by gzeira shava, yishlomar that tumah d'chtiv behed yamashma leikra, that the pasuk will only apply. The pasuk that applies 7 days to tumah by mace is only to something that's explicit in the pasuk. Something that's learned through a principle of the shlishus emidos will not have this apply to it. Oh, you say, what are you talking about? How do we learn out the tumah by mace here? By gzeira shava. Right, so you're saying by Kav HaChomer it won't work because that's one of the shlishus emidos. So we don't apply this principle that everything by mace is tamei shiva. But if you learn it out from gzeira shava, you're also applying one of the shlishus emidos. Not even more than that. Gzeira shava is the principle that doesn't establish in many places. Actually, Opina Mace, Gzeira Shava, after the shared scooping of Kav HaChomer, is called to behead your Hashiblet. Tosfos believes that when there's a gzeirah shava, it's the equivalent of being written explicitly in the pasuk, as opposed to other discussions in midos. When it comes to the principle of gzeirah shava, Tosfos believes that that is if it's written explicitly in the pasuk. It's an important principle, right? That not only by the discussions in midos in general, whether that means that it's explicit in the pasuk, or does that mean that it's a din? It could be like the Ramban, which is a din d'oraisa, it's just not explicit in the pasuk. The Tosfos says over here, when it comes to gzeirah shava, that's as if it's explicitly written in the Torah, not something that's nidrash from the Shulchan Midot, rather as if it's written there. If it's written there, we can apply principles that have to do with something that's explicit in the Torah. Okay, we'll stop over here.